sometimes I wait for like a few seconds just to see, because there's been a couple of times where it's thrown me like an SD card error, but I think I'm okay.
Looks good so far.
Yeah.
That is a nifty little piece of technology you got there.
Yeah. Zoom PodTrack P4. It is, you know, I mean, I have the Otter case, and the Otter case has like other stuff, you know, like older microphones, or like this little bi-directional one that I can slap on top of my iPhone. Some other little bits, but this is the main show now.
You're like a professional.
don't tell anyone. Well, welcome back to Scouting Stuff. You got two of us this evening, Scouter Ken, and across yon table here is my boss, Scouter Corey.
Yeah.
Now, you've been on the podcast before, although it has been a darn while.
Oh, boy. I'm trying to remember what the last one I was on.
I would honestly have to go back and look.
Yeah, I think 2021, maybe.
Maybe, at best.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Somewhere
been a
hot minute. There. I've been trying to keep up with it, but it's been really hard to get all of them in.
You should try producing it.
Yeah, because now you just don't just do the main show. You do the Scouter 5, the main show, and the occasional live show.
Well, I haven't actually even touched Scouting 5 at all this year yet.
Oh, man.
The last one was December 20. Or maybe I did one in like January, but I have barely done any of those because I just have not had time. And the live shows eat up a ton of effort. As I was saying to Colin last time we did this, it's just, oh my gosh.
So much extra video time. Video
is so much more work.
Oh, man. I started to watch one of the live shows a while back, but I just didn't have time to finish it. I'm going to have to go back and rewatch it. I can't remember who the guest was, but.
Well, we've done two now. So then we had the first one was about Sasquatch Seekers. And then the most recent one was about, I guess, technically next week's content. So like Safety Week and the mindfulness and the.
It might have been Sasquatch Seekers that I was watching.
Yeah. So. The idea is we're kind of trying to, you know, when possible, we're trying to time it so that, you know, like we can get out, like we did the Sasquatch Seekers one just before the whole Sasquatch thing kicked off. Mm-hmm. We got the mindfulness one in kind of, you know, a couple of weeks ahead of Safety Week so that it could be part of the material that was released for kind of just to prepare people for Safety Week. So it's nice because like Scouts Canada can use it as a vehicle to, message upcoming important FYI type stuff.
True.
But then there's also room for it to like kind of evolve organically. So like we didn't really have anything lined up for May. And then I was actually approached by like a team that's been working on some stuff within the network, right? The Scouts Canada network thing.
Yep.
They got going there. They wanted to talk about this one particular topic that, you know, like they've kind of been a working group for. So it's like, okay, cool. Well, come on down. We'll set something up because I don't have anything on the calendar for May right now. So that'll be tomorrow. And then I will have a week of sitting in hotels to work on it.
Hooray.
Yes.
So by the time all the viewers hear this, your live show will have already streamed.
Well, this one's going out this week. Yeah. But it'll probably be... Yeah, it'll probably be Friday. So like this one will go out after the live show, probably.
Yeah.
Unless I'm like really on the ball with my editing. So maybe it'll be before the live show. If this comes out on Thursday, the live show's tonight. If this comes out on Friday, the live show was yesterday.
And if you didn't watch it, shame on you. Go back and rewatch it.
Mm-hmm. But there you go. Also, join the network. There's probably some join links floating around on like Facebook, or you got one in your email. If you're a scouter, you got one in your email.
Easily, yes.
At least one, maybe two.
Join the network. They really want people to join the network.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're staff, they want people to join the network.
Yes, absolutely. Well, no one hangs out on Teams, right? Like if I need to reach somebody at Scouts Canada, it's either Facebook or the network, right? I don't message people on Teams anymore.
Yeah. Unless you're internal, I can message lots of people on Teams, which is
well. Nice, I mean, I'm on. Like, I have a Scouts.ca account. Like, I'm on the Teams.
Even know that?
Yeah, I'm on Teams.
Okay.
For Scouts Canada, because I was on like some of the Necker Design Committee and some other stuff.
Oh, right.
So, but you know, like, just, it's very quiet. I imagine that like the internal, like, you know, the people whose actual like paying jobs is Scouts Canada probably use it about as much as like my paying job uses Teams, probably. Which is all the time. And then some.
Probably.
But yeah, for sort of us who have accounts and can access it, but then like, you know, we don't, unless there's like, you know, the actual committee that I'm sitting on is actually like busy with stuff. But even then, like some of the committees have now moved over to the work, to the network. So
it's true. They're moving. It seems like they're moving a lot of stuff over to the network.
Mm-hmm. Which works. I mean, I don't mind it. Like it's Facebook for businesses, which is, I guess, like there's something to be said for that. You know, we're trying to, I know at work, like we've tried to sort of build a more social environment within Teams.
Yeah.
And it's had moderate success, but you know, like workplace is definitely better for that. Is it as good of a vehicle for like business stuff? Jury's out. But because, you know, Teams is really great for business stuff because it's back-ended by SharePoint and, you know, like you have the whole office suite there and it's, that's really, really solid. I don't think workplace has that. But on the flip side, I don't, you know, I need that for my day job. I don't necessarily need that for my scouting.
Right.
Not quite a job.
Right.
Just feels like a job.
Volunteer role that mm-hmm. is sometimes a job.
Yes. Speaking of, you're making a you're making a jump from, you know, the volunteer side to the job side in a sense.
I am.
You're becoming your own boss technically.
Kind of. Kind of, not really. Like there is a line there where the council relationship manager will take over as the scouting relationship manager for the 59th Greenfield. He already does. Mm-hmm. He does the 59th Greenfield. And with the past scouting relationship manager having left, he does the majority of groups at this point. So,
yeah. So just because inside jokes are, I am informed that it's rude to keep an inside joke when, you know, you're discussing it publicly. Scouter Corey, you know, joined our group when our respective kids were in Beavers.
Yeah, you brought me in, I think, mm-hmm. 2015.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you've been with us ever since. And, you know, that's obviously worked out well for the group because you stepped in as the group commissioner.
I did.
What was that, 23, 22?
Last year. Yeah, I think last May, officially. Yeah.
When our previous group commissioner accepted a position in a rival city, whose name we shall not mention.
Yeah. It's a good opportunity for them. So I don't blame them for leaving.
No, like, not at all. And they've already settled in with a new scout group, I gather. So that's awesome too.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. So you stepped in as the group commissioner and then just within the last month or so, you have leveled that up and you have taken a position as the scouting relationship manager for Northern Lights Council.
Yeah.
So you've actually now moved onto the payroll of Scouts Canada.
I sure have. I'm one of the 138, I think that's what the last stat I read was, employees who actually work for Scouts Canada. I don't know if that's totally true or not, but that's what I read on Scouts Canada website at one point.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, now we know.
Yeah.
But so as a result, of course, now we have to go through the whole process of moving you out of the group commissioner role.
Yes, you
and
do.
Moving someone else into that role.
I sure do.
My scout thinks it should be me. Apparently she hates me. And this is how she's telling me.
She wants to see you get demoted.
Yeah.
That's my joke, is that being the group commissioner is a demotion.
Well,
a good demotion, don't get me wrong. It is a necessary part of any scouting group. If you get a good group commissioner, which I hope I was, your group just will thrive and do really well.
I think that's very true because, like, you know, at one level, the group commissioner, I mean, you're there nominally, you're the head of the group, or more I guess you're more the representative of the group to council, to other groups.
Yeah.
You know, you do have some authority within the structure of the group committee.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, ultimately everything in the group committee is voted on.
It's a democratic process. It
should be a great
democratic process.
At least the way we do it, it's been pretty good over the years.
Yep. We've been super fortunate. I think our group has done an extremely good job over the last 10 years that I've been part of it, yeah, of like encouraging our youth to keep going. And I can count on one hand the number of years that we have not had full sections at all levels. And mm-hmm. it's not that many.
Nope, not at all. And I mean, like right now we're riding a pretty good wave of numbers, I think.
I think we are. Yep. Don't quote me. I think 150 youth and 50 some volunteers, something like that. Like, we are a small business.
Yeah.
We have more people in our organization than Scouts Canada has paid staff. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's more people than my employer employed, at least before Rockwell bought us.
Yeah.
But, anyways, so yeah, like, I mean, we're, and you know, like, that's, you know, not the result of any one person, but it is sort of the result of sort of this succession of people who have come to the group with a very good vision, I think, for like, you know, what the group should be. And you, you know, ultimately that's what you want in a group committee, in a group yeah. commissioner, in your scouters, and in the youth, right? Because, you know, youth led, like we're hoping to engage the youth in ways that, you know, allows them to really contribute and shape the direction of at least the programming, right? And yeah. then the group committee and the scouters are really there to support that. And our group committee over the years has been really, really excellent at doing that in terms of fundraising, in terms of acquiring good equipment and
absolutely.
Replacing and repairing that equipment as needed.
Yep. Yep. I can't think of a better quartermaster for our group.
No.
Than Mr. Ian Crow, who has been in our group since, let me think, somebody was telling me when he started. Oh, Cameron Burns was telling me when he started. Mm-hmm. Ian had also started, I won't say how many decades ago.
Around the same time. Yeah. And I mean, well, he was my vent advisor.
Yes, I remember.
And now he's my vents advisor.
Yep. It's come full circle.
Yes. Circle of life. Well, I mean, but it's cool to have that happen. Because, like, you know, I've had a version of that happen, right? You know, like we were talking about at the bottle drive, right?
Yeah.
With Jeff Conquest and his kid, right? You know, he right. was my scout leader. And then yep. I got to be like the beaver and the cub leader for his kid. And that's pretty awesome too, right?
That
it's not
is.
Quite the same thing as, you know, staying with the organization long enough that, like, not only have you, you know, the kids that, you know, you were once a leader for have now had kids and, you know, now you're leading their kids, right? Like, it's yeah, a little different.
That's right. That's right. We're not it's there like, yet.
It's like how, you know, priests are like, you know, performing marriages for the children of people that they perform marriages for. Similar idea there, I guess.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Quite the tenure. And I know, I mean, he's been a very positive factor in the group. And again, you're right. Just excellent in the quartermaster role, but also in, like, you know, the vent advisor role, he's him and Brian as well. Like the consummate vent advisors, because they are just the most laid back,
totally
off guys.
Totally.
Who will be the absolute first in line to celebrate the youth when they have any initiative whatsoever. You know?
Yep.
I mean, I think the current crop events kind of caught them by surprise with just how keen they were. But I mean, we sent them seven youth, six of whom had known each other since at least Cubs, most of whom were ex-Beavers.
Yep. Two of them are now scouters.
Yeah. A third's contemplating.
A third one is contemplating. And I heard a fourth one contemplating as well.
Jeez.
And, you know. Yeah. And one of those vents is our council youth commissioner.
Also. Yeah. Your boss.
Yep. Yep. She is. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And then Brad used to be a youth in our group. So.
Yep.
I've joked for a long time that the 59th is going to take over Northern Lights Council, and we are three quarters of the way there.
I am the council. You don't have enough wrinkles on your face to be saying that, though.
Nope, not yet.
Yeah, no, it's good. But, so yeah, because though you are taking on this new role, we do have to transition you out of the group commissioner role.
And sadly, yes.
Yes. And that is actually what I wanted to discuss today is the whole concept, and I know this is something Colin and I did a previous episode on, but it's good to do refreshers on it because that was a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, sometimes new thinking comes along and you're kind of in a really invaluable spot because in the span of a year you have transitioned into, and then you are transitioning out of this role. So it's very fresh for you, I think.
Very fresh. And whereas Colin, who did have the opportunity to do that at one point, mm-hmm. probably doesn't remember as much about it.
Well, that, but I mean, also I think we were kind of given the 30,000 foot view at the time, right? And it was just very, we didn't have, because like, I don't think it was around the time that we were making any major shakeups in the group structure. I'd have to go back and listen, but I don't think we were doing any big shakeups in the group, which would have been like a framing context. I think it was just something that had like, you know, come up in some discussions online, or maybe I'd seen it, on another scouting news feed or something. And I was like, oh, that'd be a good topic to talk about. And what are some strategies for that?
It's true.
And, so yeah, I mean, actually, there is one thing I want to quickly look up, but, while I do that, so I mean, I guess, you know, maybe what was your perspective, I guess, on, you know, the process of getting you onboarded, right? Like what were some of the key, you know, and I mean, just feel free to kind of like, you know, spitball or talk off the cuff, right? But like, what are, from your perspective, as you know, someone who was coming from being a scouter, mm-hmm. so not, you know, any prior committee role holder, mm-hmm. now coming into the group committee in the commissioner role, although, I mean, realistically, the experience would map to any role, right? You're coming in from purely outsider to the committee infrastructure, coming into the committee, you know, how did the group really facilitate that for you and set you up to succeed?
Yeah, I think my predecessor, who had held the position twice, you know, Glenn was the guy who interviewed me when you brought me in, and interviewed quite a number. Well, I think there's only two of us left now from that year. And they're both in the same building tonight, which is kind of nice, Jim and I.
Yeah.
So when it had been a conversation for a couple of months prior to them making the very sudden decision to leave, mm-hmm. and it was a succession plan. Like every good leader should have a succession plan, because hopefully they're going to move on to something else higher in the organization, or if they are of a certain age, they're going to retire and they need someone else who can do that job. So always having somebody in the back of your mind, or multiple people in the back of your mind, to take over for you is good. And that's good at every single level in the organization, right? All the way from the group commission right down to Beaver leaders. Not that they are lower than anybody, but like everybody should have somebody else that's going to take over for them at some point. Mm-hmm. And so Glenn and I had had lots of conversations about, what does this look like and what's going to happen? And then when they were going to move to Calgary, things moved very quickly. I had an interview very quickly. He ended up moving. After the interview, they gave me the position. He and I shared the role for probably about a month, and he shared with me as much as he could. And then there was a lot of online training that I had to do. But I kind of felt I already knew a good deal of it. And I think it's because Glenn was so transparent about what the position was. Mm. I don't know if everybody saw that, but I definitely saw him showing like what the group commissioner role really is. And it's mostly a facilitator and a relationship builder, right? And yeah, if something happens, you're the guy who's responsible for what's going on in the group and reporting it to Northern Lights Council or to the National Key 3 if somebody calls you. And you're also the guy responsible for doing all of the scouter interviews and for following up on some of the training and for filtering stuff down and delegating tasks and stuff like that. So like it's a volunteer management role.
Yeah.
That is in September and January a full-time job, but only those 2 months. Everything else, I get to go out and see all of the different groups, although I shamefully have not spent that much time with the Venturers, which is sad. I kind of wish that I had spent more time with the Venturers. We'll see. But yeah, having gotten into the role, I kind of had some things that I wanted to try to achieve over 3 years, because in Northern Lights Council, we're very passionate about trying to make sure 3 years, you get in, you get out. If you haven't done what you need to do in 3 years, too bad.
Yeah.
Time management is something that is important as a group commissioner. Well, I think in general for everything, time management
is probably important. Most things tend to need it.
I'm not fantastic at time management all the time, but I've gotten lots better over the last few years. And I will say that Glenn's partner was a huge motivator for me to do better. She was very organized and very...
I don't think I've met any two people who are that organized in my entire life.
Ditto. Ditto. But like, I definitely felt the push of, no, I need to come up to as close to that level as I can get to make sure that I know what I'm doing. And so I think a lot of that personal growth that I had made in that kind of just put me in a position where I could go and do that. And so, yeah. And then on top of that, also being a full-time student, trying to do a Bachelor of Commerce and a stay-at-home dad, which was nice during the pandemic because I could do my studying at night and try and help everybody at school during the daytime. And like many people who struggled through it, it was a little bit easier for us, which was kind of nice. And it lent – it's really funny how things just work out over time because you don't often think about how things are going to work out. And you're often wondering, like, am I doing the right thing? Like, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? And seeing it now – mind you, I'm only a week into this position, but seeing it now, like this all kind of led to a point where I could do the thing that I love the most, which is scouting. Scouting is probably the one thing in the world outside of my family that I have the most passion for and that I want to see people succeed in the most. And thus far, I am really enjoying it. So, but now I have to figure out how to get someone else into my role
who... Well, at least you had a good model for how to do that.
I had a great model. And yeah, not everybody does, which is sad. I know that there's groups in our city where the outgoing group commissioner just drops the keys off one day and says, see ya. And that's it. You're kind of left trying to deal with it and trying to figure out the role from there, right? And that's just left on your lap. And that's unfortunate. That shouldn't happen, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
And so, oh well.
Right. And I mean, I think, you know, this is maybe a good time to also kind of just talk about the back end of all of this, right? Because, you know, obviously to, like you say, to transition someone like yourself into the role, having that mentorship and the outgoing group commissioner be present and be transparent, brutally transparent. I mean,
yes,
we'd struggle to find a more honest person than our outgoing GC. So having someone who can like just walk with you as they walk out of the role and you walk into it, that's so valuable. But then, you know, equally you mentioned like, well, just drop off the keys and good luck and see you later. And, you know, I think we've taken steps as a group to inoculate ourselves against that a little bit as well. I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, we do still have door keys for like whatever halls we happen to be renting.
Right.
For as fortunate as our group has been, we do not have a dedicated scout hall. That would be nice, but I know it's not going to ever happen.
Would be nice.
Especially not in this real estate market.
Not happening in this city, that's for sure.
No. But... we have, you know, taken a lot of effort to build up our digital infrastructure, you know, because you big mentioned time. That we're a small business and we are, right down to the fact that like we have, you know, a domain name. Yes. I mean, you can find us, you know, we have a website, we have a domain name, but there's an email system behind that.
Yep.
There's, you know, document sharing, shared storage of stuff. Like there's a lot of infrastructure that's backstopping the group. And that is also a key part of that transition because, you know, as we were moving your predecessor out and moving you into the role, at some point I had to go in and I had to do a password reset on the commissioner email, right? So he can't get into it anymore and it goes over to you.
Yep.
But then you have that continuity, you know, now you have access to all the documents, all the records, all the email chains that, you know, all the loose threads from the previous commissioner, they're all there. And like, that was one thing that our group was very receptive to back in, I can't remember when I even pitched it, 2016, 2017.
I think that's when we started. Yeah. We started 2018. With Quip at that point.
Well, we had been on Quip previously because I just needed something to organize the Beaver Scouters with.
Right.
And that was a pretty effective tool at the Beaver Scouter level, but it didn't scale to the group level that well.
Yeah. It was a good start.
Yeah. But then, you know, around 2017, I think was when I really started agitating for us. Like, we need a website. We need a social media presence, mostly because this was what I was using to reach out to scout groups to meet with when I traveled.
Right.
And, but it was more than that, right? Like, you know, before we used to have just, you know, like, oh, well, 59th scout treasurer at gmail.com or whatever it was. I don't even remember what it was, right? But something to that effect,
yeah,
right?
Something to that effect. Yeah.
Just a handful of like everywhere. Stray Gmail accounts.
Yeah.
And I mean, that worked and we did have like a process for handing those over, but it was very ad hoc. And I mean, you know, there was nothing to really stop anybody from just walking off with the email account, so to speak. Right. And then what do you do?
And we're not going to get it back.
Right. So we, you know, that was the other part of it, is making that concerted effort to get us off of just loosey goosey email accounts and get us centralized onto, you know, this administrative infrastructure, which now I'm not the only administrator for.
Yeah. That was important too. Yep. You were doing a lot of work by yourself and it was important that we get somebody else to help.
Exactly. Cause you know, I don't plan to leave anytime soon, but buses happen.
That's right.
and so do airplanes, you know, airplanes,
I could end up on a
Boeing Max 800, you know,
right.
Where's Scout Ken? Well, part of him's in the Rockies and part of him's in the Grand Canyon. And
that was so morbid.
That was very morbid. but, you know, stuff happens, right?
Stuff happens. Yep, yeah, absolutely.
And so you need to make sure that you're inoculated against that as well. That has to be part of your transition plan is that, and I mean, like we're doing that right now too. You know, there was that document that got sent out just recently, right? Is like, you know, okay, who are you? Who's your like number one replacement and where else are you filling? Where else can you fill in as a need be, right?
Yep.
I might actually grab that spreadsheet and share it as a template with this episode if I can be super, super on the ball, because all of this is part of transition planning, right? Is being able to have the outgoing person walk the incoming person into the new role, but then also having the, you know, having everything set up for your group in such a way. And I mean, like if you need to get a domain name, they're cheap, like not even $20 a year. If you need an email system, you can go to, well, at least in Canada and the US, you can go to TechSoup. TechSoup US is not the same as TechSoup Canada. They are different websites, but they function in the same way. You know, it's, you can get like steal of a deal or even free versions of a lot of great stuff. So like we've got Google Workspace, we've got accounting software, a couple of other things over the years through TechSoup. Google Workspace was free, right? And then we can map our domain to it.
And
that becomes our email system.
Microsoft also has a non-for-profit system as well.
Yeah,
I was telling one of my counterparts in Calgary about it because she didn't know about it. And so I said, hey, like, did you know this was a thing? And that get your groups on this thing. It's free.
Yep. You can do it with them. There's the Microsoft stuff. I think Slack is on there. Like there's a whole bunch of different options. So whatever your flavor is, right? We went with Google just because that kind of seemed to have the broadest appeal amongst all of our members.
Yeah. And I think almost everybody in our group uses Google for something.
Yep. And I mean, like it helped us in a lot of other ways too, because you know, like that was all pre-COVID and then, well, geez, when COVID hit, like we had a Google Meet infrastructure ready to go.
Yeah. We didn't have to pay extra to have hour-long meetings or 2-hour long meetings.
Nothing like that.
It was great.
We did use Zoom for a while, but then it was kind of like, well, you know, geez, we have Meet. Why don't we just use Meet?
Yeah.
And that was it. We never looked back. So having that established infrastructure where like, you know, you have your commissioner email or you have your treasurer email or you have your quartermaster email or you have your whatever, doesn't, you know, whatever your roles are within your committee, within your group committee, within your organization, you know, we have email addresses for each of the individual sections.
Yep.
And as we hand those things over, right? Because it does, you know, it isn't just your group committee. Like you said earlier, it is the scouters too, the individual scouters, right?
Yep.
And you might have different contact scouters year over year over year for your different sections, right? Someone, someone's like, well, my kid's moving up to Cubs. So someone else is coming in to take over for the Beavers.
they need to know what you've done in the past,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So by saving everything to Google Drive, you can go and look it up. And then even things as little as like last year when we did our fall bottle drive, I started documenting everything we did from step one to step whatever the last one was, so that if anything ever happened and you don't know how to run a bottle drive, here's a document that tells you exactly what you got to do to run a bottle drive with the 59th.
Yep.
And it's probably transferable to lots of other places too.
Probably. I mean, at some point we should probably actually look at, you know, exporting some of that knowledge in sort of a more generic sense, you know, right?
I think so. There's so many things at Scouts Canada that we do that isn't documented that should be documented.
Yes. That's one advantage that like Scouts BSA has over. Scouts BSA documents everything. Like you need find something about theirs. You just go to their website, you search, and sometimes it's a bit of a, you have to plumb the depths of the results. But the point is what you're looking for is there.
Yep.
It's just how many pages into the search results it is, but it's there. You know, they document everything.
We need an official wiki.
Well, yeah. Yeah. The unofficial one, anyways.
Gets some things right, but it's a resource.
Yeah. But in the interim, like, you know, we probably could do more work to actually publicize some of the things that we have done. Because you know what? We have, again, positioned ourselves for a lot of successes. And there is probably a lot of knowledge there that could be exported if we just kind of sanitized it, genericized it a bit, right?
Big time.
But
the medication form, do you remember that medication form I had started sending out to people that came from Jen? And it was a Girl Guides medication form.
Yep.
That is a live form now.
Oh, nice.
That we sent in and they've produced for us and put it up there. And
that is awesome.
Yeah.
That's good too, because I mean, you know, and medications is a tricky subject, especially like, you know, if you've been through first aid training, like it's kind of the youth are really supposed to self-administer it, but we are supposed to know that they have it.
Yep. Yep. That's important. Right.
So, you know, being able to track all of that, definitely very important. So, yeah, I mean, the ability to move people out of a role, move someone new into that role. And I mean, even in the case of where, you know, someone just throws the keys on the table, says, see ya, and goes, right? The way our infrastructure is set up and the way really, you know, and this gets back to, you know, like you said, we're a small business and really any scout group is or should organize itself a bit like a small business because, I mean, you know, that's just in my line of work, especially, right? I work in cybersecurity, right? So there's actually one of the most important policies, right? You know, I mean, yeah, obviously, you know, my clients, you know, they want, you know, they need to worry about their software and their network environment and firewalls and all of those things. And those are all very, very important things. Mm-hmm. But if that's all you're doing and you're not doing anything on the people side, you don't have a security program.
That's right.
You have a crunchy shell around a very, very gooey center. And managing your people is part, like most of the cybersecurity frameworks that are out there have some section in them about how to manage people who are transitioning out of a role.
Yep.
And that can be they're moving to a different department within the company. That can be they're retiring. That can be they've turned in their notice. That can be they're getting fired.
Yep.
And I mean, each of these things is, you know, the exact approach you take is different, right? If someone's moving from, you know, accounting to human resources, well, then I probably want to, you know, make sure that their user login can't access the accounting server anymore.
Yep.
And access the HR server instead, right? They need to not have access to the accounting software, but they do need access to the people management software.
They sure do. Yep.
If someone's retiring, you know, eventually I do want to turn their accounts off. But I can be pretty graceful about it because obviously, you know, they're most likely parting on amicable terms with the company and there's going to be a wind down period where they transition out of that role and, you know, we figure out what we're going to do with that role. And, you know, especially in process control, sometimes, especially in, you know, older facilities that have been running since before a lot of these standards came into force, right? Well, sometimes the software got installed by this guy and it's running under his user account. So if I just turn it off tomorrow because he announces his retirement, I'm going to cause other problems.
Right.
You know, there are knock-on effects of doing that. So when someone's retiring, you know, like eventually, yeah, we are going to disable that account. But we have we can be graceful about it. If someone turns in their notice, that gives us, we can still be graceful about it, you know, unless we have a corporate policy where like, well, okay, if you're turning in your notice, then like automatically we show you the door that day and then we just kind of pay you out the 2 weeks as de facto vacation. Some places do that.
It happens.
Yeah, some places do that. Other places, they let you work out the 2 weeks, right? And again, you know, but it's still a transition process, right?
Yep.
If someone's getting fired, then you know, as they are being told they're getting fired, someone in IT is already turning off their accounts.
Yeah. Ideally.
Right. So the point is, you know, like that's how businesses do it. And I mean, we don't have to be quite, you know, we don't have to be quite that on the ball, but we do have to be able to, if someone just comes in and throws the keys on the table, well, okay, cool. I guess this email address and the account with like all the documents you had, someone has to be able to go in and like, oh, so-and-so just quit. Oh, fine. I'll change the password.
Yep.
And away you go. The one caveat about Google and the way Google does this infrastructure is that Google makes it really, really hard to not accidentally activate MFA.
Ha ha.
So there have been a couple of times where I've had to like chase people down and be like, okay, look, I know you are not the treasurer anymore. I know you're not the registrar anymore, but in about 10 minutes, you're going to get a text message with a code and I need the numbers.
Right. Right. Cause we got to get into that.
Cause you somehow turned on MFA on this account and I need to turn it off.
Turn it off so that somebody else can use it.
Yeah. And that's a bit of a pain in the butt, but that's why having the actual Google Workspace infrastructure, and I think there's something similar on the Microsoft side, is important because you as the administrator of the business class software do have some additional tools you can leverage to lessen the impact of this, right? If it's just someone's rando Gmail account and they just decide to walk away, there is nothing I can do.
Nope. Possibly years and years and years of communication is gone.
Yeah.
And if you get a group commissioner or a secretary who leaves and they have minutes from 5 to 10 years worth of GC meetings, like all of that policy is flushed down the toilet and gone.
Yep. So it is very important, I think, you know, as a group, there are resources out there for nonprofits to get yourself, you know, backstopped. This is something I think I need to raise with Scouts Canada more is just like, I think, and maybe, you know, maybe now this is a bug you can start putting in people's ears. Is I think we actually do need, and if this is run by volunteers, you know, because in any company of 130, I mean, people are already going to be running in 16 different directions at once. It's just how it is.
It's true.
So maybe this is something that we need to like foster with volunteers, but I think we really do actually need to, and I mean, I might be putting my own neck out here because I've done this enough for our group that I think I have a really good idea of like what can be done to make it work. Right. But it's just, okay, cool. You have a group. Do you need to have this backing infrastructure to make sure that, you know, like to serve as the backstop for your transition plan?
Right.
Okay, cool. Like here's how you get a domain. Here's how you get a website. Here's how you go to TechSoup and get Google Workspace. Here's how you set that all up, right? Like we kind of need a rapid response team almost that can just go into a group and get them set up on that in a short amount of time so that if they don't already have that, they can start doing that. And then they have something that they can hand over to the next people and the next people and the next people.
I know that we have a group that is looking to start close to Grand Prairie. So something like this would be great for any new group that's starting, right? Like here's how you get a website. Here's how you get email. Here's how you, so that you're not using your personal email. The number of people in our council that probably use personal email for stuff is astronomically high and maybe too high because now, you know, there's a lot of security stuff there, right? Like not just the cyber stuff that you're worried about, but also the potential for harassment and other stuff, right? Like,
what I mean, like, you know, this, well, the harassment side of it, or even just the, I have two little anecdotes. And I mean, one goes back years and years and years to the days of MSN Messenger. Ah, oh, those halcyon days. Social media never got better than that.
MSN Messenger.
Right. Hurrah. But, I had a buddy who was a teacher and I don't really call him a buddy, romantic rival. He had brought his laptop in to do a presentation for the class. It was like grade 8 students or whatever. And you know, he set it up, projector, everything, booted up the laptop. And he didn't even think about the fact that MSN Messenger auto launch with Windows.
So, right.
Of course, MSN Messenger pops up. Well, what do you see? You see the login. You don't see his password, right? But you still see like the login form briefly.
Yep.
So his email address flashes up there for a few seconds. He got home to just inundated with friend requests. Just hundreds from throughout the school. And I mean, he had to cancel that account and like move to a new one because like totally inappropriate, right?
Yep.
For a teacher to even friend one student. But, you know, and I mean, he was smart enough to know that and to make that move, but like still, whoops, right?
Could you imagine nowadays somebody would put it on TikTok and or Instagram and or Snapchat and something. Or something else, right?
And like, or it's like letting your TikTok handle accidentally slip right in front of your class. Like, oh my gosh, what have I done now? But then, what was the other one? More recently, there was something else that, I don't remember the other one, but you know, like just, And this was at church actually, because they do like a, they have like PowerPoint slides for like, you know, announcements and lyrics to the hymns and whatever else. Right. Well, they couldn't find the right presentation for the day. So the lady who was like handling the music that day, that's also where the PowerPoints run out of in that part of our church. And so she's like pulling up, she's trying to find the PowerPoint. She can't find it. So she like fires up her email and okay, there, it's like someone sent it to me. Right. But it's like, okay, cool. Like, Glad it was there. Glad you found it.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I didn't need to know where you're banking. I didn't need to know your beauty salon is like on you for like, hey, you should book another appointment, right? Like, I don't need to know these things about
you. That's right.
Right?
Nobody needs to know those things.
So yeah, like that's the other, exactly, you know, that like don't, it is a really good idea to have, you know, not your personal email account. Don't use that for don't use that for work and don't use that for scouting, especially if you're in some sort of administrative role within the group, right? Whether you're the contact scouter, whether you're the group commissioner, the registrar, that I don't care. Like if you're, if you're any kind of point of contact for your group, don't use your personal email. Please don't use your personal email. And if your group doesn't have an email address that people can send to, like you need to build that.
Absolutely.
Because that, like you said, you know, like that's where you can store all of those records over the years. And if it's just in like a single individual's control and that individual wants to do a runner, yeah, that's all gone. Just like you said, like it's just gone.
All gone.
And you don't ever want to put yourself in that position if you want your group to be healthy, not just in the immediate time, but
long term, you know, as well.
A decade from now, after your last kid's aged out and you're, you know, off doing other things.
Right.
Or even if you're still with the group, but now you're just not the quartermaster anymore or whatever. I don't know. Right. Like,
and people move on from scouting.
They do.
Sometimes you don't expect it and sometimes you do expect it. And so if you don't have that knowledge transfer somewhere, you're really losing out. Like I could not imagine what would happen if Ian Upton left tomorrow. How much knowledge our group had just lost. If that was it, Grizzly goes tomorrow. Like, our group is now worse because we have lost somebody who has an insane amount of knowledge.
Yep. And I mean, like that will always happen, right? Like even with all of the way we have it set up, like if we lose those people tomorrow, like that is a net loss to our group.
Big
even
time.
If all the information that these individuals had stored within our infrastructure is safe.
Yeah.
You know, because you still lose the person and you still lose...
Still lose the person, but at least you don't lose all the knowledge that they had, right?
Yeah.
They Everything were documenting they
at least
it.
Bothered to write down, you at least still have that. Every email they bothered to send, you at least still have that.
Yeah. We may need to get on those two to make sure they write their stuff down.
And a comment as well, because I've never actually been able to get... Ian doesn't actually use the quartermaster email.
He doesn't.
But the quartermaster email still exists. And so everything that goes to the quartermaster email gets forwarded to Ian.
Oh, that's even better.
Because email forwarding is not a new technology. So we're still retaining.
What? Yeah,
we're still, we don't necessarily get a copy of his replies,
right?
But we're still retaining all the inbound messages.
Right, right.
And that has value.
It totally has value. Because then we know who his contacts were.
Yep. And he does use the Google Drive part of it, right? He's got some documents he's been working on actually trying to build inventories for the group. So, you know, like at least we hold on to that knowledge.
Right.
But yeah, like it's, so transition plan, you know, have people walk with people, right? Mm-hmm. When someone's leaving the role, someone's coming into the role, they should walk together for a while.
And I think the longer you can do that with somebody, the better it is. But not in an annoying way, right? No. Like there's a difference between helping somebody and micromanaging.
Right.
And so at some point, I know that I have to help my replacement get comfortable with their job as the group commissioner and help them transition into their role.
And then at some point, just let them do the role.
That's right. Yep. And I totally back off and I say, here's all of the emails and here's all the information that I had and here's all the knowledge and you know how to catch me.
Yep. And then in like manner, you know, build that infrastructure for your group. You know, figure out a way that you can actually have not just the people roll over between roles, but have a place where all of that knowledge is stored and have a means of handing over access to it.
Yeah.
If someone's going out the door and someone else is coming in the door, you know, you should have a way of saying, okay, cool. Well, I'm changing the password on that and you don't know the new password, but your, you know, your successor knows the password.
Yep.
And now they have access to it and they have access to all the things that came before because it sucks to lose that. It really is terrible to lose that.
And if you're in a group that most people are technologically inept, there's got to be a venturer or scout who probably knows how to do all of this if you give them the tools to do so.
Yep. But I also do think that, you know, I mean, absolutely, like a vent or a rover could probably figure out how to do this.
Yep.
I'll try and throw some links in the show notes to some of the stuff I've mentioned here at least. Because you know, it is kind of a good roadmap. It's like register a domain here. Here's a quick way to cheaply build a website with that domain name. Here's, you know, how you can contact TechSoup to get your stuff to, you know, have some email and whatever else backending all of your stuff.
Totally.
We can give you the steps and then, someone, you know, if you can find a vent who's reasonably tech savvy, they could probably figure it out and put it all together for you. And then you just need, you know, that other point though, of, you know, making sure then that you have a couple of people who are able to then administer all of that, right? Yep. Even if it is just, well, they have the Google admin app on their phone. So when someone leaves, they can just go in and be just like, okay, cool. Reset password for that account. And the Google app is like, it's two taps, just reset password, share.
That's something I'm going to miss, being able to just go in and reset passwords and set up different groups for stuff. But
that's all right.
It's okay. It's part of moving on.
You'll come back.
Oh yeah. Probably. I am allowed to be a scouter. I'm not allowed to hold any kind of group committee role and I'm not allowed to be a contact scouter.
Fair enough.
So
that seems reasonable.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see how many meetings I actually get out to.
Yep. And then the other thing is, you know, get your people talking about it, right? That third thing that I just kind of briefly mentioned there is get your people talking now about like, okay, well, cool. Like if I'm sick for a meeting, who can I lean on as a replacement?
Right.
You know, if there's another section that needs help, who can I stick my hand up for? Get your people having those conversations as well, because even if that's more short-term thinking, right? Week to week stuff, that can be the gateway to having that longer term thinking. It's like, okay, well, geez, if you leave, then what do the rest of us do?
Right.
Right. Yep.
And the WhatsApp community that we have set up, game changer.
Yes. That's also been pretty good. And I didn't mention that, but it is worth mentioning, I guess now, like we held a bit of a poll internally within the group. It's like, okay, well, what communication platform should we use? Because if there's one place where Google Workspace is a bit weak, it's on like the messaging front, right? The email's great. The administrative stuff is great. You got Google Drive there and Google Docs and that's really good. But like Google Chat is kind of weak for
I liked internal Quip for that.
Quip was awesome. But
it's been WhatsApp hard to find something since then.
Yeah. WhatsApp works similar to Quip, except that you don't have the attached document.
Right.
Like the real powerhouse of Quip was the fact that you could have this real-time chat plus notes or plus spreadsheet.
Right. Yep.
And like, I mean, we planned whole camps that way in like a day, right? Like
totally awesome. Did. Were the days.
Yeah. But I mean, again, scalability was the issue there. So yeah, like initially we had kind of just some disparate WhatsApp groups. You know, so like, oh, there was a Beaver Scouters WhatsApp group, and then there was probably some Cub Scouters WhatsApp groups and whatever else. And then, you know, me being the tech nerd that I am, I'm just like, we should like build WhatsApp has communities, right? So like we can kind of build a community that all these groups can live under. And that again, gives us a little bit more administrative control,
right?
Kind of builds in that succession capability. Right. In case, you know, someone leaves and checks out of the group. Well, okay, cool. Like we still have the group. We can still administrate it.
Yep. And scouters only get to see the groups that they belong to and they don't get 17,000 bings every day.
Yeah. They can join other groups within the community. Yep. Right. Like they're all there to join. And sometimes we need to approve who joins them or not. But the point is, like it's very a la carte. You pick which parts of the community you want to get messages from. The rest, you just kind of sidebar and leave it alone. There's a few people who can administer the community and the groups underneath it. And you have that WhatsApp IM, which is, I mean, that's a force multiplier. I hate relying on email at the best of times.
Yep.
If I can settle it with messaging of some kind, whether that's Teams or Slack or WhatsApp, I will 10 times out of 9 go for that.
Yep. I realized the other day after I posted something in our community that not everybody is on WhatsApp. So then I was like, oh, I have to send this out in an email. Mm-hmm. That was almost more annoying.
It is. You know, it's like, yes, I could give you music on a CD.
Right.
You know, because that's, you know, that's about the time gap we're talking about here.
It's true.
It's actually even worse. But, you know, it's like, I could give you a CD full of music, but I could also just, you know, Apple Music, playlist, share.
Right.
You know,
it's instantaneous.
Right. And, you know, instant messaging, I mean, you know, I'm obviously, you know, part of scouting is we kind of want to break people away from their devices a little bit. But again, coming back to, you know, administering the group, right? And yep. managing it as, you know, not just a disparate collection, or not just a disparate collection of individuals, but as an actual, like, you know, this is an organization, this is almost a business.
Yeah.
You do actually need to be able to have that communication. And it's so much better to have it in like near real time versus, you know, email has almost become like sending letters, right? Not that there wasn't value in sending letters, and I still enjoy doing it occasionally, but you know, if I, you know, need to like figure out darn near anything these days, it just works so much better to quickly put it out there to the room of like, say the Beaver Scouters.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like, okay, well the particular, which gets back to like what was so great about Quip, right? It's like, okay, well, so here's what we're doing tonight. And like, you know, it's also really great for people at the last minute. Oh shoot. Like I'm sick now. I can't make it. Like, can someone else fill in for me? Right.
Yeah.
It gives you all of that as well.
Yeah.
But then also, you know, you can hash out the particulars, right? Like here's the, you know, we send out the meeting notices on Scouts Tracker and all of that, all those details go out and people respond. Yeah. We're going to be there. No, we're not going to be there. But then the minutia is so much easier to hash out in chat.
So much easier. So much easier.
Yeah. And you know, like by the time half, you know, by the time half of us are getting into our cars to come to the meeting, like, you know, we already know. It's like, oh, do I have to leave like 10 minutes earlier to stop at the store to grab a thing? Cool. Done.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Yeah. It's true.
Right.
Or even today, one of the scouters was using it to give traffic information.
Yes.
That was important, right? Like certain parts of the city, if you know another scouter is coming from another part of the city and you saw an accident and on their route, hey, don't take that route.
Was that on the White Mud?
I think it was the White Mud. I'm trying to remember what she, well, was just, she said.
I was just laughing, yes. Because like when I left home.
Tolliger Drive, I think.
Okay. Oh, probably there. Okay. Because like I noticed when I left home, like I know the route like the back of my hand. I don't need, right, Apple Maps to tell me where to go.
Yeah.
But I use it anyways because I know how far I'm coming.
Yes.
And I know that the Hyundai on the west side of the city can get gnarly at the time of day that I'm driving.
Big time.
So I'll throw Apple Maps on anyways because I use Apple because I prefer not to use Google too much. The information vacuum that it is. Mm-hmm. But they're both pretty good. They're within a minute of each other for most like timing estimates and whatever else. So they're both pretty good. But the point is, you know, I'm like, okay, cool. Heading to the community league. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then, but I look, and Apple Maps is like, okay, well, your fastest route is to go this way, skipping the White Mud, coming further south around, right, the city, and then, right, coming north.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's weird. Second fastest route, going around the Hyundai the other way, coming up Calgary Trail and over. I was like, okay, so the fastest route is 32 minutes. That's not bad. That's about what I would usually expect.
Yep.
Next fastest route is 44 minutes, and it's really trying to not get me to go down the White Mud, which it knows I always go down. Something's happened.
Yeah. Yep.
You know,
it knows something's going on.
So that's useful too, right? And then I see the WhatsApp messages like, I get it.
Now you know.
Yeah. But it is useful for that too. Like you can just quickly like tap and reroute people. It's like, oh yeah, don't go that way. Go this way.
Technology has come so far.
It is. Yes. And I mean, that's a whole other podcast.
Totally.
That I definitely, you know, I have so many thoughts circling in my head about technology, which I kind of alluded to when we were setting this up.
Yep.
But
make sure you talk about paper registrations.
Are you trying to start a fight? You're trying to start a fight. Man.
Enter disclaimer here.
Wow. You guys both fired.
Yeah, maybe. Well, it might have been nice working for Skills Canada. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I should probably get back to that meeting that's happening in there.
We should. Indeed.
This is actually something I needed to talk to one of the other scouters about.
Yeah.
The intricacies of... I never had to deal with this in Vents because we never had a mixed company. But...
Yeah.
Sometimes your vents start dating, and these are weird things that happen. You need to figure out how to navigate those.
Oh, is that a thing that we got to talk about?
Well, I'm not going to name
potentially.
Names. I'm not going to name names.
No, don't name names.
But yeah, there's...
Interesting.
It's a bridge that I gather has... I've seen this discussion pop up a few times on the Scouts Canada Facebook group, and I know there's at least a couple in our own vent, I think. Not 100% sure.
Hmm.
But anyways, you know, stuff, right? Mm-hmm, I mean, teenagers. Mm-hmm.
Teenagers.
So, you know, fun things. But that is a different episode. Okay. Well, anyways.
I won't be on that episode.
No, goodness no. I don't even know if I'll be on that episode. I'll let somebody else handle that one. Oh, boy.
Oh, good times.
Good times. Well, thank you, sir, for coming on this.
Thanks for letting me have come back.
Yeah, and good luck in your new role because... I think it'd be great for it.
I'm going to love this new role. I already know it.
Awesome.
I was tasked with taking over our Facebook page and taking over our network page.
Ooh.
So you'll see a lot more posts under the Northern Lights Council page for me.
There you go.
And the Northern Lights Council Facebook page for me.
Sweet.
And our
deal.
Youth commissioner does the other stuff.
Yeah. Well, she's good for that.
Yep.
Awesome. And thank you out there for listening. And until next time, be prepared.